Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for June 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And the doctor with a prescription for America in the house as well, Dr. Scott Bradley. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning to all.
All right, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, this is a very serious issue that I want to talk about here, and it's goofy as all get out. And at first glance, some of these Democratic, or whatever you want to call it, extremist, socialists, communists, progressivists, I don't know what word you want to use for these ne'er-do-wells, but nevertheless, at first glance, when you hear the things they want to do, you almost want to just laugh and dismiss them and go, you know what? This is so goofy, it's a waste of time even discussing, Sam. But I don't think so. And I think it's going to have a tremendous negative repercussions on America and on the peoples of the world as well, if we're not very careful indeed. I'll give you an example. Alyssa Milano. She was a nutcase, but she said, hey, let's create a sex strike. Okay, and the sex strike will basically because they're trying to outlaw abortions, right? A sex strike until all abortion restrictions are ended, right? And we laughed, but you know what? Women are literally doing this. Well, now they're taking it a big step further, which we'll highlight in just a second. But this strikes at the very heart of God's family on earth, the children of God on the earth. And this is serious business, and we can laugh, but if you go study, you'll find out that, you know what, we're not even at replacement levels in most nations of the world. And you would think America would be a shining example on a hill and be different, but no, Americans aren't replacing themselves either. Now, some of the illegals coming in are replacing themselves and having children, but you know what, the desire and the willingness to have children has changed in the last generation or two. To the point where we are in serious, serious, serious jeopardy of not even replacing ourselves. And we're in a position where there won't even be enough youngsters to care for the elderly. This is an economic crisis. It is a population crisis. They told the lie so many times under the Communist Manifesto, zero population is the answer, my friends. They lied. Other countries are realizing their mistake and starting to encourage more children. Not enough, but at least it's something. But this issue is hitting America and hitting America hard. WND.com documents what's happening as they go even a more radicalized step further. Kurt's got details. Kurt?
Thank you, Sam. Lowell Ponte writing at WND.com says the headline, The Left Unhinged, Newest Grand Solution from Left, Utterly Sickening. Subheadline, Lowell Ponte slams maniacally arrogant suggestion by progressive columnist. Now, when you get into the details, he gives a little more. He says, Christina Cotterucci, writer for the left liberal webzine Slate, days ago offered a glimpse of what her millennial generation is now thinking. Actress Alyssa Milano, she wrote, did not go far enough in promising a sex strike until all abortion restrictions are ended. Instead, Cotterucci penned the grandkid strike. Here's an idea. Change your parents' bad voting habits by refusing to breed.
So you could laugh at this and go, this is just laughable. On the other hand, believe it or not, this is, in my opinion, taking the world by storm, a grandkid strike. They're literally teaching children or I should say the young adults, if you will, or whatever you want to say, don't have kids. You'll ruin the environment. You'll bring them into this horrible, horrible, horrible world. And they go on and on and on. And at first glance, you almost want to laugh at it, Scott, because it sounds so preposterous. But these people, pardon the pun, are deadly serious. They either want to murder the babies or simply refuse them to come to the earth at all, sir.
Well, I do believe sincerely that there's a war that's pandemic. It's across the entire world. It's a war of good and evil, God and Satan, however you want to define it. And I really believe that God created this earth for a purpose, and it was to give his children, his spirit children, an earthly experience in which they might obtain bodies for good and noble purposes, and to obtain a great many blessings. And I think the satanic side of it actually is that Satan would try to oppose God at any surface, any level he possibly could. And it's interesting to me that you point out the you know, the Communist Manifesto and so on. I mean, this has been going on since mortality started. You look at the way the different groups that have tried to take over the world have really responded to things. I mean, you look back at the French Revolution, for example, and the Illuminati that were involved in there, those people that followed Robespierre and so on. They were absolutely opposed to marriage and children and families and all that kind of stuff. Little boys could only stay with their parents until they were 5 years old, then the state took over. You roll forward through all of the different revolutionary deals. The family has been the target of that from the beginning. If you read the Marxist Manifesto, the Communist Manifesto, you'll find that families were a target, and the institution of marriage was a target. And if you look at some of the Sarlov anarchists that came into power in Russia right after the revolution, they banned marriage. Women became property of the state, and any man that was a member of the commune or the party could make use of the woman. I mean, there was all sorts of egregious things that happened that are perverse beyond measure. But a softer look at it, it comes from the Humanist Manifesto. If you read the Humanist Manifestos, they're perverse views on things as procreation and everything that, you know, we hold sacred is taught as the de facto lesson plan in the public education system. I mean, it is America's de facto lesson plan. And if you haven't read it, read it and then think about what the kids are being taught in school. It's absolutely absurd. And the sexualization of everything, I mean, this sex strike, if you will, it's everything comes down to sex, and the people put a spin on this thing that is destructive of everything. I mean, procreation's a magnificent gift from God, and yet every one of God's gifts can probably be abused at some point or another. And so, it's just not. It's something I guess we probably ought to have anticipated, and we scratch our head over. But you know, if you think about it, you say, "Yeah, this makes perfect sense." These people are diabolical, and
they're evil. And the problem is, though, we laugh at it and don't give it the credence that we need to. I'll give you another example to make the point. There's a lot of headlines surrounding this to let you know how pervasive and how evil and how I'm telling you, it's gaining traction. Though it's not a laughable matter; it is serious. And God's children, God's family is at stake here on the earth, folks. Listen carefully. Headline says this: girl does not want to create any more white people. So she won't have babies. She says, I don't want to create any more white people. And she is celebrated for doing the Lord's work, Scott.
Well, you know, there's all sorts of perverse views that people get the praise of man for almost any number of things. This happens to be a kind of a big step for this young woman, or I guess she's young. But the point of the matter is that everybody, I guess, proves themselves worthy or unworthy of things in this life. And I expect that sooner or later she'll come to understand that she's got an empty, shallow life that has no value. And probably in some dreary moment, she probably will end her life. I mean, I cannot imagine somebody really having true happiness without recognizing the goodness that we've been granted in this life And she's just a hateful, spiteful, immature, and unintelligent individual. I don't know how many adjectives you could put on it, but I just think it's tragic the way the world has decided to interpret some of the things that are of greatest value. Used to be, you read the scriptures, for example, the children were considered to be a great gift from God. You look at Native tribes, the Native Americans, you look all across the world. When children were born to them, they rejoiced and found it to be a magnificent gift. And if you look at a child, perfectly formed, magnificently created in the image of God, and the innocence, the sweetness, the beauty, the wonder of it is a miracle. And I'm amazed that how not just short-sighted, but bitter and evil and sad people have become. But, it behooves all of us to love the children, to give them that loving, precious, delightful home, and welcome them into our homes, enjoy them, cherish them, raise them to be good and noble and honest, true, and chaste and benevolent, all those kinds of things.
And they tell lie upon lie upon lie to continue to perpetuate their perverted, dishonest, immoral agenda, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, Kurt's got a little more on this incredible story. We also want to talk about Judge Ginsburg as well. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So they're literally saying we ought to go on a grandkid strike, refuse to have children, and turn that into a, quote, political weapon. Sounds laughable, but the Democrats are deadly serious. And Kurt's got more details on this piece. Kurt?
You know, Sam, it's this lady, Carterucci, sounds almost like some kind of a clothing line or whatever, but they... You know, besides her saying bad voting habits should be changed, in other words, they want to fix this thing with a grandkid strike, she says, your Republican parents are lukewarm on Donald Trump, but will probably support his reelection, she writes. Or maybe they're Democrats who've sworn they'll never elect a socialist. But what these parents want, above all, is grandchildren, which millions of late-blooming millennials have yet to produce. They ask what they can do to ensure their own legacies in the form of a pudgy little sweetums in a romper. That's what she writes. They plead with you, promising to do everything in their power to help ease your concerns about everything from low incomes to global warming. Lucky for them, you have an answer. Radicalize, she says. My suggestion, writes Carterucci, is that the serious business of childbearing and rearing be used as a political weapon. Boy, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It's interesting, but it's scary. It's shocking, Scott. You want to respond to this, and then I'll get into Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Well, you know, it's just interesting that everything is radicalized, if you will, and some of these minds are mindless ones. That you know, it's so phenomenal to me. But there's two things that people have most kind of an visceral response to. One is has to do with worship, pro or con, and the other one has to do with power. And the politics side of it is what has to do with power. Power is manifested in politics. And politics in our country is something that I think people, they show their most inner workings, basically, by the way they express their political beliefs, because they believe that by voting or acting a certain way within the political process, they can exercise power without having any residual punishment on themselves. So they can take from others. They can, you know, basically destroy others' liberty, all those kinds of things. And I think that that's one of the things that I believe, you know, in God's big scheme of things, I think he wants to know how you're going to use power, because sometimes you do it to subvert things. And I think this politicalizing of the children thing has to do with both worship and power. So that's maybe why it has such an visceral response to a lot of people. And those of us that want to be free, those of us who want to see power used properly, those of us that want to follow God's plan, are in the crosshairs by a lot of these people, because I think we're approaching the time spoken of in the scriptures as the last days, the big winding up periods of time, and it's kind of a compression time. I think we're going to see a lot more of this before we see less. So fasten your seatbelt, it's going to get bumpy before we get there. The religious liberty thing, for example, that's at the very center of this. And that's something we ought to talk about at some point. But maybe we ought to move on to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if that's who you want to talk about now.
Well, she, again, this is several lies all around the same topic, which is pro-death, murder, pro-abortion, hostility towards children, towards life, okay, towards the procreative power, towards the appropriate God-ordained sexual relationship. All right. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, pregnant women are not mothers. What do you think of that coming out of the Supreme Court? Justice, Scott?
I think Sister Ginsburg has allowed her bitter acrimony to basically boil to a complete takeover of her existence, and anything or everything that is virtuous, lovely, of good report, or praiseworthy has been expunged from her life. And she has become a bitter, angry person. And honestly, everything is politicized in her mind, and everything is contrary to the plan that I think would make everybody free and happy. So, yeah, it's another one of those expected kind of things. I think, what is she, 86 years old or something like that now? She's had pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer. She's broken ribs in a fall. I mean, she's had all sorts of challenges, but she's so bitter she's going to stay to the until so she can, you know, hang on and make everybody as miserable as she is, I think. I think misery loves company, and so does Satan, and I think he's kind of ruling their life. That's a pretty strong set of words, but man, oh man, I don't see anything good coming out of that woman's mouth.
You want to respond to that, Kurt?
I guess you would say, other than that, she's not so bad.
Yeah.
All right, now Nebraska's in this mix because there's a fallback. If Roe versus Wade gets overturned, and if Americans become more pro-life and circumvent the federal abuses by state law, the enemies of all life have an agenda. They want to basically ship abortion pills to women en masse. They've got literally a vessel in international waters where doctors can meet virtually with people in America, women in America, and then they can literally ship the abortion pill to them and kill with a pill. Well, Nebraska legislature caught wind of this, and they're doing something about it. Good for them, Kurt.
Well, very good, Sam. I sort of remember this story, but I can't bring it up right quick.
All right,
but
well, here's the headline then, and then you can talk about it. Nebraska legislature passes pro-life bills to save babies from the abortion pill.
Wow.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. At least that's the beauty of our republic, is that there are still some places where, well, children are welcomed and families, et cetera. Other places, of course, there seem to be viewed as some kind of a plague, I guess you would say, Sam.
You know, it's interesting to me, you guys, that this issue has been at the forefront of so many false forms of worship. I mean, think of those that worship before the god Moloch or Baal, or I mean, where there was a sexual orientation to a lot of things in the groves, but there was also the sacrificing of the infant into the glowing red hot arms of Moloch, where they sacrificed their children. You know, this has always been central, the destruction of the bodies that we're blessed with. To me, it's an age-old kind of thing. And honestly, I think people are showing their true character. And Nebraska, good on them to try and stop this kind of stuff. But whenever there's a wickedness that takes over the hearts of the people, I think the people are going to go to extreme lengths to overcome it. I mean, you look at whether it's a shooting at a state building in Virginia that was a gun-free zone, that they quote-unquote had done everything in their power to make it a safe place. And by golly, somebody overcame that intention. And you're going to find bad people doing bad things everywhere, and it's a tragic kind of thing, but I think there ultimately will be a just and merciful God that will not be deceived, that will be our judge, and we'll all get what as best a reward as we deserve.
Oh. Amen to that. But the assault on children from a girl that doesn't want to have any white children, and they're literally celebrating her for doing the Lord's work, to the grandkids strike, the sex strike, Justice Ginsburg literally saying women who are pregnant are not mothers, an absolute outright lie. And then the Nebraska legislature trying to fight, the states are trying to stand up for pro-life. Now the next one, Disney, to pull out of states that make laws against abortion. Literally doubling down on Disney playing hardball and saying to like states like Georgia, hey, we're not going to make films in your state if you stand up for pro-life like that. We're not doing it. The battle is on. And the, I don't know what you want to say, commitment of the pro-death crowd? The commitment of the Communist Manifesto people that lie and say they're pro-choice, but they're really pro-death. The perversion, the procreation perversion crowd. These people are serious, and they put their money and their mouth and their time and their everything with the agenda. So you got a lot of actresses saying, oh, man, I don't like Georgia. Let's boycott Georgia. Now you got Walt Disney, the company, literally saying we're going to pull out of states that make laws against, they would say abortion, I would say murder. Scott?
You know, back in the days that Walt Disney was running the program, I think there was a pretty good effort to try and make family-oriented stuff. And nowadays, they become a perverse-oriented. And I think they ought to say, kiss off, see you later. We're glad you're not in our state anymore. Don't take their blood money. I mean, that's about as brief as I can be.
A quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come right back to it. Sam, Kurt, and Scott on your radio. To Preserve the Nation is Scott's incredible collegiate curriculum, available now at freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out his incredible weekly Q&A webinars as well.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania receiving a royal welcome at Buckingham Palace this morning, featuring all of the pomp and circumstance of an official state visit, greeted by Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, and his wife, hours after arriving in Great Britain for the three-day visit. Before landing, President Trump criticized London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, after Khan criticized Trump's visit.
No, I don't think much of him. I think that he's the twin of de Blasio, except shorter.
The president referring there to Bill de Blasio, New York City's Democratic mayor. Storms across the...
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got under 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Bishop of the Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island, following up on a declaration that Catholics should not support or attend LGBTQ Pride Month events going on during this month. After his initial tweet on Saturday, Bishop Thomas Tobin followed up yesterday by saying he regrets his comments, which turned out to be so controversial and offensive to some. He said the Catholic Church has respect and love for members of the gay community. Senator Joe Manchin, one of three Democrats to vote to confirm Attorney General Bill Barr, now says he is concerned by the AG's recent actions.
He basically takes the position that he's more the lawyer from the executive point of view and not for the people's point of view. I would have made a mistake.
However, the West Virginia Democrat also told CBS's Face the Nation when it comes to calls for the impeachment of President Trump. Without Republican support, Manchin says, quote, why waste our time? And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a...
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sorry to make you so concise there, Scott. It's just amazing the things that they're literally saying and doing. Everything they say and do is against God's procreative power, authority, against children. It strikes at the heart of the fundamental unit of society, Scott.
Well, indeed it does. And by the way, I mentioned earlier the Sarlof anarchists in Russia and what they did in 1919. And that decree banning marriage and making women property of the state that any man could make use of, et cetera, et cetera. They found that society started to unravel so fast that they had to revoke the decree because the family unit is the stabilizing factor in all of society. Government can't really exist without that stable unit, and that family unit is truly under assault. It's been throughout the ages, but we have a compression of times now that I really believe that we're going to see, you know, all of the old shenanigans that have come down through history, whether it's false gods and worshiping with the sacrifice in our infants, and we do that now, I guess, because it's inconvenient to have one now or whatever. And the idea of force and power and everything, I think we're going to see a real exposure of what true character of individuals are. And I would just like to say I would like to try and conform my life to the standard that God has defined in the scriptures, and I hope I'm going to be able to be strong enough to do that. And I pray that there's enough people out there that make that stand that we'll be able to resist all of this nonsense that's coming down the path.
Kurt, you want to respond to that? I don't know that I could say it better myself.
Well, I agree. He hit it out of the park. It's just fine, Sam.
All right. In addition to Disney, look, they're attacking this on all fronts, and I've cherry-picked some headlines to highlight the issues. Literally, they're using the abortion pills to say, okay, if you won't let us murder the babies outright, we'll just use a chemical abortion. And they're literally doubling down at every turn. But now you got CNN in the mix, Kurt.
Well, that's right. The headline from Breitbart says, CNN's Chris Cuomo mocks rape survivors' pro-Second Amendment views. Yeah, I guess back in 2006, somebody named, her last name is Corbin, and she was basically raped while she was unarmed at the University of Northern Colorado in 06. She was scared of owning guns back then before the horrid incident occurred. But during the assault, she realized that without a gun, there was no way she could fight back. So now she sends out a tweet saying, hey man, I'm a mother of two, and if a predator or anyone else tries to harm me or my family, they have to come through my firearm first. So Mr. Chris Cuomo, responded and, was pretty ticked off about it. The one thing that was amazing to me, Sam, is Meghan McCain, who's typically not, I don't get much good out of her, it seems like, but she responded and stood up for the lady in this case.
Huh. Well, again, Meghan is kind of the consummate modern-day acceptable conservative, which means she's conservative in some ways, and once in a while you get a praiser. But nine times out of ten, she's a betrayer. I mean, what is she, a lesbian, Kurt?
That's the way I understand it.
Okay, Sam. And so she's, on one hand, supposedly taking the conservative idea, riding on Pop's coattails, if you will.
They act like
that's the conservatives of modern times. And I would say it's a compromised conservative, to say the least. And she can't really stand up, but at least she's doing a good job here. But the bottom line is, hey, Chris Cuomo's out of control. But again, it all comes down to this issue of what? If a conservative were to make any negative comment about rape or anything else, then they would be the enemy. And so this battle is on every front. They're literally attacking the pro-life, the pro-family, the pro-God-ordained principles of marriage between a man and a woman, of gender, male and female, created he, them, meaning God. This is really flat out an attack on God, disguised as, quote, human rights, or disguised as choice, or disguised as rights, or any word they can use to manipulate the narrative on the topics at hand are what they're doing, Scott. And sadly, most people are being deceived.
Well, I think what we have here is people just need to understand we need to go to baseline principles. If you see something like a God-given right in the Bill of Rights or enumerated in the Constitution or any of these things that that are tied to gifts from God, they're unalienable. You can't take them away. This right to keep and bear arms, for example, that shall not be infringed. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, according to the Second Amendment, which didn't create the right. All it did was canonize it, if you will. It recognized it and further protected it, but it's always been with us. And when people stand up to protect that right and they do the right thing, that's fine. That's good. That should be. But those that just want to spin things in a political world and try to undermine these really unalienable God-given rights, they're the ones that really are off base. And just for example, this rape survivor from, I think you said, 2006, probably about 25 years ago, I got a 911 recording of a young woman and her home being invaded and her bedroom door being broken down, and she was on the phone with 911 and they didn't get there in time. And if anybody ever listens to that, I mean, I've played this recording for women's groups that thought, what's this guy talking about gun rights for? This isn't a women's issue. And when I'm done, they're absolutely convinced it's a women's issue. And anybody that listens to that recording knows that guy needed six warning rounds in the chest as he came through the door. I mean, this is not something that is, this is not negotiable. And people that try and spin these things for political reasons, and they have all sorts of political agendas and everything like that, we just need to be able to cut through the chafe and all of that, and let's filter all of that out, and let's say, okay, these things are unassailable, and they become a litmus test. Anybody that tries to take the right to life, that are pro-war mongers, that are taking the Second Amendment, that want to destroy the religious liberties, the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, habeas corpus, ex post facto law, you can go through the list as good as I can. That's a litmus test. Those people are off their rocker, they're out of line, and they should be rejected completely. And I think that our politics have become a lot simpler. And it's not necessary to try and nibble around the edges and spin things and hold your mouth just a certain way to do things.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I want to move to a couple of good news pieces, a couple of positive things, because you know what? This discussion has been very necessarily but negative. It's a necessary discussion because we got to highlight what Satan's doing so Americans can see it for what it is, right? It's important to understand all that. It's important to realize and to be aware and to be politically savvy so that you can stand up for God's law, for our Heavenly Father's plan, for the God-ordained traditional family. And if you want to learn more about that whole idea, a family, a proclamation to the world is a great, great document that helps folks understand the proper role of our Father in Heaven's intent for the family. Nevertheless, it's been pretty negative, but let's move to your headline, Kurt, a miracle baby. World's smallest newborn. It's pretty cool, Kurt.
Well, it is, Sam. It's very, very cool. And you'd think a story like this, if people were really serious, I'm talking about, the standard folks in the media that say they're on our side or whatever, they would tout this story, Sam, but it seems that there's very few places you'll hear about it. But what you have is a baby that was about 8.6 ounces. You're not talking about even a pound. You know, you're half a pound, the size of an apple, they say, has survived. And parents were told that she'd only live for an hour, but she's still around.
Well, this is, in my opinion, a celebration, a landmark medical, I don't know what you'd say, but advancement to where we're able to literally save babies born, so prematurely, so small, so tiny, you'd never think they'd make it. Even the physicians, even at our stage at, quote, medical advancement, still believe, oh my gosh, this baby cannot make it. There's just no way. A half a pound. World's smallest baby survives, and it's a girl. And okay, this, in my opinion, should be headline news, and we should be celebrating the medical advancement that makes this possible, celebrating the goodness of God to make this possible, and celebrating life. But the reason the mainstream press won't touch it is people don't actually believe in pro-life. They might actually believe in inviting children to the world, and they might actually tie it to God and the miracles of God where it belongs. They won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. But for me, it's reason to celebrate. Scott's comments in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I wanted Scott to speak out on this miracle baby, literally 8.6 ounces. Weighing in about the same as an apple, a little girl was born, smallest newborn ever. The doctor said, hey, you know what? We think this baby will only live for an hour. She's still alive. The parents are delighted. The world ought to know. But there's a blackout on this story, I think for obvious reasons, Scott.
Well, the blackout's totally predictable. I mean, you see some of these laws that are being passed at state legislative levels in an attempt to get Roe v. Wade revisited. And you look and you say, holy cow, I mean, some of these have some mighty restrictive, deadlines on when an abortion can be performed, which, you know, we could talk about the value of any. Anyway, the point of the matter is you get these little tiny people that survive, and it leans credence to the idea that these children are viable and could be, saved if the abortion was not performed. And of course, the concept of the human nature, the humanness, the fact that they're people, was well understood by the American Founding Fathers, and even in Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England, published in 1765, Volume 1, talks about abortion, the fact that these unborn children have standing before the law, and our judges can't seem to... Well, they won't go that route because they know that if they do, everything you've said about murder and you're murdering a child when you kill an infant before it's born. And the Founding Fathers understood that, and they knew. And Blackstone brings out issues of, you know, a guardian can be assigned to the child before it's born. The child can receive an estate before it's born. I mean, they have standing before the law. The law recognizes their personhood. And if the, you know, the mainstream media were to say, whoa, 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 we got a half-pound baby here that's making it, it would lend credibility to this idea that these early abortion bans that are being passed really do have validity. And again, we could say let's get rid of the abortion stuff altogether. But the fact of the matter is, they don't want people to hear that. They don't want the main, you know, American, you know, on the street to hear that babies that are tiny, way advanced in their earliness of the pregnancy, they're viable. They're people. And as Blackstone said, they have standing before the law. So that's why the blackout, I mean, it was totally predictable, and I would be shocked if it gets much news at all. I'm glad you guys are bringing it up.
But this is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. We are absolutely pro-life, and I submit to you we're pro-choice. That is the choice to live, where they pervert pro-choice, and it's really pro-death disguised as pro-choice. The Patriot Act is a weird name for tyranny and abuse of your rights. And violation of your privacy. And I can go on and on and on and on about how they play games with words and deceive you into believing and backing causes, which if you heard the whole story, understood the whole issue, you would reject it about 5 seconds flat, ladies and gentlemen. But the problem is, as long as we let the mainstream press own the media. They make the rules, and they control the narrative to an alarming degree, and it's got to stop. Anyway, any more information on that pro-life baby, Kurt, or that smallest baby?
There's not more to add. I mean, I think Scott covered it well.
It is a celebration, though, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, and it certainly can be pointed to when you're talking about the viability. I mean, if you're going to just do science and you're going to say, oh, you know, they're not really humans until they're born or whatever. I mean, the left has gone so far to say, or the radical extremists have gone so far to say, well, after they're born, we can still think about it and see if we want to, you know,
murder them or keep them. We'll make sure they're comfortable while we plot their murder. There, don't worry. See, these people are absolutely unhinged, satanically crazy. I'm telling you right now, we better stand up for miracle babies. Every baby's a miracle baby. The process of procreation is a God-given miracle. Let's be very, very clear. All right, Chick-fil-A is in the news, Kurt, in a funny way.
Yeah, I thought it was cool to see a little story from Chick-fil-A. Ladies and gentlemen, they had almost a drive-through, I guess you could say, but in this case...
Not a drive-by, a drive-through.
Yeah, that's right. Headline reads, Chick-fil-A has hilarious response to a car that smashed into dining area. This is in Georgia, and they're apparently not going to let a car smashing through their dining area ruin their day. A police chase ended in the worst way when the suspect driving a stolen car smashed through the storefront. In Athens, Georgia, that's according to Fox News. Fortunately, it was very early in the morning before the restaurant opened. There were very few people in the store. The teenage girl fleeing the police, who was not seriously injured, was taken into custody, according to the Athens Police Department. Teenage passenger, also unharmed, was detained and released to his parents. Despite the shocking incident and the total destruction of their dining area, the restaurant put on its best face by snapping a photo featuring its famous black and white cow holding a sign helpfully guiding folks toward the proper drive-through area. One sign held up by the Chick-fil-A cow reads, "Cars this way," and includes an arrow pointing towards the drive-through. The second reads, "Not this way," with an arrow pointing towards the boarded up window where the car ended up inside the restaurant. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of fun.
Well, hey, nothing like a little bit of fun. And sometimes you need a little bit of comic relief. And I will say this again, leave it to Christians to be good natured about some of that stuff. And there you go. Anyway, Chick-fil-A, in my opinion, one of my favorite restaurants because of what they do. They've got some of the best food when it comes to fast food. They've got some of the best service. They stand for Christian values. What's not to like? Vote with your dollars. But anyway, good for them. I guess the city's speaking out about Catholics and their ability to believe. What? Kurt?
Yeah, I mean, just imagine, Sam. In a place called South Euclid, Ohio, after these officials were brought to court, the city officials have conceded that their new hiring non-discrimination ordinance doesn't apply to a Catholic school. Lawyers for the school, is called the Lyceum, had tried for months to find out how the city planned to apply its ordinance and whether it would affect the school's decisions regarding hiring, employment, and admissions. The city either had ignored the requests, apparently in violation of state law. I mean, imagine a government official violating state law, or told the school to hire an attorney and figure it out themselves. The issue is significant, they say, since offenders were subject to criminal penalties of up to $500 per day in fines and 60 days in jail. The Alliance Defending Freedom explained that the city's proposal initially had included an exemption for religious organizations. That's how they usually do it. But the exemption suddenly was removed, leading school officials to wonder whether they were being targeted by the city. Boy, oh boy.
There you have it.
More stuff.
Anyway, I don't know that the city has the authority to okay or not okay the freedom of thought and expression and beliefs and et cetera, Scott. That's what's alarming about it. I mean, I guess it's good that they said it's fine, but it's kind of a very strange scenario where government, what do they think? They're in charge of everything?
Well, this is a bigger issue than maybe what people might see initially. This is exactly what the Equality Act is seeking to do. That passed the House already. It's before the Senate. It's got 46 co-sponsors in the Senate. It's an attempt to completely subvert that religious liberty that would make all religious organizations that would have to comply to this issue of the new protected classes and hiring them and everything, complete violation of the idea of separating the churches and allowing them to follow their belief system. But in addition to that, it's completely going on across America. See, a lot of institutions, I think, are really blowing it. A lot of religious institutions, a school, a church, whatever, they say, oh, no, this doesn't apply to us. But the fact of the matter is, the religious liberty issue applies to individuals on an individual basis. There is no critical...
In other words, that the individuals have rights, the church by nature does, but you can't carve out a niche for the church and leave the people behind, because eventually everybody will lose all their rights.
The church is being very short-sighted if they're looking at it this way. And honestly, all of these discrimination acts, or non-discrimination, I guess they call them, putting that spin on them, actually they discriminate against everyone else, because if you create a right for someone, you create a responsibility for someone else to fulfill that right. And honestly, this is at the national level right now, and it was very well manifested, or poorly manifested, I don't know how you want to spin it, in September of 2016 when the U.S. Civil Rights Commission put out a 296-page document that basically said they need to define as narrowly as possible the religious liberty issue so it doesn't get in the way of all these other created rights that now everybody's got to fulfill. And this stuff is coming forward as a manifestation of that in our home state of Utah. This is a very broad brush thing. The Utah legislature has passed things like that. They create special classes for churches and maybe other organizations, and special status for people that have an orientation sexually. And then they say everybody has to take care of these people in terms of making certain that there's no discrimination. And the churches, I think, have been very short-sighted in that thing.
And the churches are sacrificing real liberty on the altar of, quote, protecting themselves and kind of abandoning the parishioner in the process. There's a Bilderberg meeting going on. There's a Bilderberg meeting going on today. Kurt, you're giving me so many stories. We got to crank. Go.
Yeah, you're right, Sam, and it's been over the weekend and stuff, but the bottom line is this secretive meetings that most, 98% of the American people and the world people don't even know what Bilderberg means. It's been going on, and there's a whole lot of folks going there. Even the late 90s-something guy, Henry Kissinger, is going to be there, Sam. I mean...
Henry Kissinger and Donald are buddies. That's kind of scary. But Mike Pompeo, even though he was not on the guest list, he's going. And he's got Jared Kushner in tow, Kurt.
Well, that's right, and a number of others. But when you look into the details, you can read more about it and study. But the bottom line is they say it's supposed to be all so-called secretive and conspiratorial. But then ask yourself a simple question. If it isn't secretive and isn't conspiratorial, why don't they report about it and tell more people about it?
And why would folks be attending that aren't even on the guest list?
Imagine.
Final word's yours. 20 seconds, Scott.
That's all I can say is they're globalist all. Pompeo, Kirchner, absolutely. These guys are on the agenda to help bring about a global movement that will subvert the United States Constitution. Look at the Bilderberger people. They're a subversive organization seeking to overthrow the Constitution of the United States in favor of world government.
In contrast, ladies and gentlemen, we here at Liberty Roundtable stand for God, family, and country. Our goal is to protect life, liberty, and property. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. Spread the word, tell the tale. The new media is indeed taking center stage. For Sam, Kurt, and Scott Bradley, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore a grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.